from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Mountjoy residents don't have to drive into Timmins anymore for an outdoor skate. The cold weather over the weekend helped city workers replace the faulty ice on the rink outside the Mountjoy Arena, allowing it to finally open. The two rinks at Roy Nicholson Park and the Hollinger Park skate path opened on Friday. Timmins Recreation, Culture and Tourism Master Plan, which is 10 years old, is being updated. City Clerk Steph Pometer says the city and its consultant are looking for the whole gamut of suggestions and what to do in those areas over the next several years.
What kind of facilities or improvements, whether it be recreation trails, biking trails, arenas, other facilities, culture, tourism.
Meetings for public input will be held and a website is available to provide comments and suggestions. The new plan is anticipated to be presented for council approval in April. Five healthcare unions are calling on the Ford government to reverse its plan to allow private clinics to perform some surgeries and diagnostic imaging. The plan announced today involves private clinics performing about 25% of backlogged cataract surgeries and then eventually allow them to do MRIs and CAT scans, with the hopes of passing legislation that would expand to knee and hip replacement surgeries. But the healthcare unions say the plan will cost Ontarians dearly and damage access to public healthcare. The unions say the plan will increase wait times and patients should not be misled into believing they won't pay out of pocket. Premier Doug Ford insists all the procedures will be covered by OHIP and you will always pay with your health card, not your credit card. Picking up the story now about the first Timmins Museum opening with the National Exhibition Center in South Porcupine in 1980, local history shows that it had to close in 2007. Director-curator Karen Bachman says that was because of major structural issues with the building.
So we were sort of vagabonds for a number of years, but finally reopened at our current site in 2012. All part of the 100th anniversary of the city of Timmins, because they thought, my gosh, it would be really awful if we didn't have a museum when we were celebrating 100 years.
Next week, some of the professional staff in the museum's early days. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.